robot or not? Robot or not? Is it a robot or not? Robot or not? Robot or not? Is it a robot or not? Exclamation.
Listener Zach wrote in with a, this is a robot update, little robot update for you. We like to do these occasionally and actually talk about robots and robot or not. About at his campus, they've got autonomous food delivery vehicles roaming around. And Zach wanted to know if you had any thoughts about these little go-karts from a company called Starship that are zipping around campus. You can order food and it will be brought to you. Food from Blaze Pizza, Starbucks, Dunkin', and other food retailers. There's a $2 delivery charge. And then they just sort of zip around the campus with food in them. And they bring the food to you. Which I think I saw something similar to this that we mentioned on a previous episode about a robot at UC Berkeley that was doing this and it like caught on fire or something. And they had like a memorial on the campus for the robot. But do you have any thoughts about this? This is a, you know, it looks like autonomous driving delivery robot that's presumably also keeping the food warm if it needs to be. I don't know.
I'm assuming this this startup used to be called Jefferson Starship,
yeah.
And then it was Jefferson Airplane before that.
I think the joke I would have made is that this startup used to be called Airplane, but they changed it to Starship to be more modern. But yeah, reference acknowledged.
So, if these things have a job, which is you put the food in them somewhere, and they have a location of where the food is supposed to go.
Mm-hmm.
And they go out into the world and make their way...
like a little mouse droid.
...to that location.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine these working in a non-robot way. A non-robot way would be...
like there's a driver back at Blaze Pizza who's driving the little cart.
Or a non-robot way would be they just have a fixed program that says go forward 10 feet, turn right 90 degrees, go left 10
yeah.
feet.
Like that
is just put in the beginning because it would never make it, right? So it has to be... sensing its surroundings and trying to get to a destination, but it, you know, telling if there's an obstruction or where the path is that it has to stay on or whatever. And so, yeah, I think these are definitely little robots because they're going about their business, doing their thing. They're not being told exactly where to go and exactly what to do. They're just given a destination
mm-hmm.
and some basic sensory information and a map of the world, probably of some kind. And they go and do what they do. Now, that said, you mentioned them keeping the food warm or whatever.
I don't know if that's true or if they just tuck it in.
I don't know. Like, human delivery people may not be the speediest, but I don't know if I want to wait for a robot to slowly navigate the world, especially if it's, like, cold out or something. And just, you know, the backseat of a heated car, at least the humans have to keep themselves warm. I don't know. I don't know what kind of how good these robots might be at their job.
How well insulated the robots are and how fast they can get from point A to point B.
Yeah, a metal body. They're just radiating the heat from your pizza or whatever just out into the world. By the time it gets to you, it's like your pizza's been sitting in a tin can outside for 15 minutes.
Yeah, that is a problem. I mean, all these robots are generally this same company, Starship. Did a thing in Milton Keynes in the UK where they were delivering packages in that town. But it seems very much like if you can reduce it to a college campus or a corporate campus or something like that, the robots are more able to navigate surroundings. And I wonder if it's also partly that it's not as much distance for them to travel. Because I don't know how fast they are. If they got to wait at the stoplight.
College students have a higher tolerance for cold pizza, I guess.
Yeah, that could be.
That cursed my metal body. I wasn't warm enough.
I like I like the idea, though, of a robot just bringing you what you want. It's just like, yeah, I want a hot chocolate. Bring me a hot chocolate, little robot. Sure. Well, thank you to listener Zach. And this has been your robot update.
Robot or not.